Blackstone Audio presents The Good Shepherd, A Thousand-Year Journey from Psalm 23 to the New Testament by Kenneth E. Bailey. This book is read by Stephen R. Thorne. Midrash is the hammer which awakens the slumbering sparks in the anvil of the Bible. Babylonian Talmud, Sanhedrin. Preface. My journey with the theme of this book began with 7 years of my childhood in the late 1930s of the 20th century in the south of Egypt, where my family lived in the village of Edmu in the province of Minya. After some years of absence, that journey continued from the mid-1950s and into the 1960s when I served for 10 years with the rural churches of the Egyptian Evangelical Church in the same district. This was followed by 20 years in Lebanon, and finally by a further 10 years living and teaching at the edge of Bethlehem, in Israel-Palestine, at the Tantur Ecumenical Institute, where shepherds grazed their flocks around us. Thus, for nearly 50 years, Middle Eastern shepherds with their flocks were a part of the larger context in which I grew up and then lived and taught the New Testament. It was my privilege to have laymen and clergy in three countries as my students, who had herded sheep for extended periods in the Eastern Mediterranean. Sheep herding in the Middle East falls into two overlapping categories. First, there are the semi-nomadic sheep herders who often have large herds and spend months away from their villages following seasonal rains and grazing the open pasture land. Second, there are settled village families, each of whom owns a few sheep. It is customary for a number of families to combine their animals, and one young man, or two young women, form them into a herd and take them out each day to graze. This second pattern is widespread and more universal than the first. Some villagers develop large herds and still return to the village each night. Countless books and articles have been written on the texts selected for this work. Of particular interest are the brief monographs written by Middle Easterners who in their earlier years themselves herded sheep. Each of these shepherds emigrated to the West and at some point in their lives, using their own personal experience as shepherds, published their perceptions of Psalm 23. I have chosen five such accounts in which these two patterns are observable. The five are as follows. Reverend M.P. Krikorian grew up in the late 19th century in the mountains behind the city of Tarsus and Adana, which are now in Turkey. While in high school, his family acquired a herd of 100 sheep, and his father selected him to herd them. Initially, the young man wept bitterly at the suggestion because it meant that he was obliged to drop out of school. Yet some years later, after becoming a pastor in the Middle East and then surviving the Armenian Genocide, he emigrated to the West and wrote a book on the 23rd Psalm, which he dedicated to my beloved father, who gave me that first chance to become a shepherd. The family had a long tradition of herding sheep, but for Krikorian, it was a new experience. He acquired shepherding skills from the family, from other shepherds, and from the sheep themselves. In his case, he returned each night to his family home in the village. His book is titled The Spirit of the Shepherd, An Interpretation of the Psalm Immortal.